Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. We're here in Sylacauga, Alabama at the Radio Alabama studio. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. I'm Robert Holmes, your host, a Sylacauga native, a proud military veteran, and a community citizen at large. This morning, we've got a special community guest, Cindy Pennington. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Cindy is the Talladega County Revenue Commissioner. But more importantly, I mean, before I knew Cindy was actually the Revenue Commissioner, I knew her as just a great community citizen because she was always at events, either at the Chamber or other places, and servicing, just community needs. So that's what we really want to talk about this morning.
Yes.
Now, I asked you to send me your bio, and you gave me some notes here, and I married your childhood sweetheart. And that was after how many years?
We had known each other for, goodness, probably 10 years when we
okay.
got married.
All right, so a long time. His name's Adam. Yeah, Adam. Okay, both born and raised in Talladega.
Mm-hmm.
So we were chatting before we got started here about, you know, I know Sylacauga better than I know Talladega, but I'm very familiar with where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all sort of in this county together. Two sons and two grandsons. What about the grandsons?
They are just adorable. They are so much fun. Grands are named correctly. They are grand. We have Julian, who will be 4 in about 3 weeks,
right.
And his younger brother, Jensen, who is 5 months.
Good deal. Well, I know, our grandkids make us really happy, and it's a joy to see them. So
absolutely.
I know you enjoy them. So
yes.
Good deal. Well, listen, as a community citizen, I said that's what we really want to focus on today, is Cindy is part of our community and why that's important. You're a Rotarian. You're on several boards and servicing theatrical boards. What are some of the things that you do in the community?
Well, I'm a member of the Sylacauga Rotary Club, and I serve on the board and am serving now as president of the Historical Ritz Theater and the Pilgrimage Council in Talladega.
Right.
And I'm also part of the Samaritan House.
What is that?
Board in Talladega.
Yeah.
That is a food pantry.
Great.
And I know Sylacauga is well familiar with food pantries,
yeah.
Because you all have some great ones here.
Yeah, yeah. So the Samaritan House.
Yes.
House. Okay. And I also met you. You received an honor from the Boy Scouts of America for I think the Eagle Award.
Yes.
Yeah. Good
yes.
deal.
And you also are a recipient of that.
No, but you preceded me in that. So, that was another place that I met you. So what we're talking about is your presence in the community.
Yes.
And having grown up around here and doing what you do, why is that important?
I think it's important because you get so many chances to meet so many people that
right.
you would not have met otherwise. And you also get to serve and to help those people and others. Some you may never meet. You may be helping folks that you never meet when you pack a backpack or full of food for a child to have
right.
or over the weekend or over a week that they would not, may not, they may be food insecure and wouldn't get that
sure.
food otherwise. So, but I've found in my life, you know, we all have problems. Some we talk about, some we don't talk about.
Right, that's right.
But we've all got them.
We've all got problems.
And
right.
it's easy for any of us to sometimes just kind of get in a slump and think, woe is me. But I found when I'm helping folks and I'm busy and I'm meeting folks in the community and helping and serving, that it makes me feel better. Not because I'm wonderful for doing that,
right.
because I see so many people with so many issues and problems and needs that I begin to thank the Lord for my problems.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think being grateful and being thankful really makes things come full circle.
Absolutely.
For you,
yes, it does.
And especially if you're One of the things that you just said that I think is very important is often when you serve, you're serving someone that you may not know, that you may never see, but there's a certain sense of giving.
Yes.
And that's very important in that you don't necessarily, it's nice to see the person you may be serving.
Yes.
However, more important to understand that it's somebody that you don't know, somebody that may never see you, but whatever it is you're doing is going to brighten their life up.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that, I think that's what we're talking about.
It is.
Yeah. So another thing that, you know, it comes into when we talk about service and what you've just talked about is actually the selflessness of this service. And that's a recurring theme here many times on either the Bull Gap Journal video pods that we do or some of the essays that come out online electronically. Is the selflessness is so important when you serve. You don't do it so you get credit for it.
Right.
You do it because you're compelled to help someone.
Yes.
You know.
Definitely.
And there's no checklist. There's no, you don't get, you shouldn't get check marks and
right.
stars on your merit card badge. You know, it's just you do it because it needs to be done.
Yes.
So, and you mentioned food insecurity in this county. You know, over the last few years, it's a very significant issue that we have here is to making sure that particularly a lot of our young folks and our elderly folks, our
yes.
seniors, have access to nutrition and food. You know, that's just something we need to do.
Absolutely. So, I don't like to think of anyone being hungry.
Well, I tell you what. Colleen, my wife and I have talked often about how we're so incredibly blessed.
Yes.
And, you know, we there's so much that we have, particularly when it comes to the abundance of, you know, just access to food.
Mm-hmm.
So that you got to remember those folks that don't have that.
Right.
So what we're talking about here and where I sort of want to go with our thinking on this is, so this is part of being a community.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it
brings about when you are helping and serving and volunteering, you know, and there are others there doing the same with goals in mind, all trying to achieve a certain goal, whether it's to get those backpacks packed or to whatever the need may be that you're helping to fulfill. There's just a certain sense of camaraderie and community
yep.
and just and not feeling, I don't mean feeling puffed up about, yay, look at me, where I'm doing this, but a sense of accomplishment that you're helping those who need help.
Right. So when you do this as a community, it begins to be a characteristic, the mark of character for that community. So,
mm-hmm.
So communities that serve really in the end can become much stronger communities.
Oh, yes.
Because it's like when you do something that's a good habit and somebody sees you doing that, and they're going to want to emulate that.
That's
correct. And that's how,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's how you can mm-hmm. build communities. And that's why it's so important for us to look at service. So I think, you know, and not to get into an editorial comment as much, but as I look around and today I see I see so many people who are not grateful. I see people who, for whatever reason, want to take more than they give.
Correct.
And that's disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
So what, and there may not be a good answer, but what would you say as we try to maybe turn the curve a different way so that we can stem this what I would say disregard of gratitude and things that I understand that a lot of people are positioned at a point in life where you know it's difficult, but it's on us I think to try to make a difference there. So
yes.
what do you think?
Well, I know there are a group in Talladega, associated with the Chamber, Chamber Ambassadors, mm-hmm. and I've done some work with them, and they are very in tune with the needs of the community. That's just part of being a Chamber Ambassador, and they go and serve at these different events and places. And I think there is a program in place, from what I understand, something similar here in Sylacauga and so forth in your other chambers. I think it should begin when we're young. I think we should be raising our young folks to serve.
Yep.
I think we should be raising them to be in tune and aware of needs in the community and what fills in the gap for those needs,
right,
and how they can help as they grow. I just think it ought to be part of their raising.
That right there, I think that's the takeaway in my mind for what we're talking about, is that you teach, mm-hmm. you teach your children to be grateful,
yes,
and to serve somebody else. That to me is where it's going to start.
Sure.
So we're gonna write that one down, okay?
Okay.
And get it posted. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's an excellent point. Mm-hmm. And so your grandsons, you can start working on them right now.
Oh, that's yes, great. Yes, yeah. Their daddies. I mean, their daddy and my other son.
Yeah.
They, you know, I drug them to here and there helping, and they talk about that. But I just think that is so important. Yeah. We don't need to grow up, and we don't need to be raising a generation or generations that think they are entitled.
Right.
They.
That's true.
So that, I just think that's very important.
Well, it's a strong mark of character and fiber, not only in an individual, but in a family, mm-hmm. and then in a community as we do that.
Yes.
So we're visiting with Cindy Pennington. You'll see her at the county courthouse as the revenue commissioner. However, I think, you know, my view is, and we acknowledge that, and thank you for serving there. But more importantly, Cindy, thank you for what you do in the community.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for sharing this morning. I think we do capture what you just said, is we give, we be compassionate, but we teach, and the way we really build it is start with our families and just make sure our children understand the importance. So,
Thank you for having me.
Well, no, thank you. Anything you want to say to all the folks in Talladega County and Talladega, Sylacauga, Childersburg?
Well, I would say that if you currently are not serving and you think that would be, you have curiosity about that, there are so many places all over this county, north to south, east to west, of where
Good
you
point.
Can get plugged in and help folks. And if you want to contact me about that or with any tax questions, please feel free to. My cell, and I give my cell out, is 256-493-2469.
Okay, say that again.
256-493-2469.
Okay, and I'm definitely going to call for some tax advice here. So, hey, listen, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I think what you've said is so meaningful to all of us as we look at what we do in the community to all be better community citizens. So
well,
it's about serving. So, hey, thanks for joining us on the Bull Gap Journal. The themes are, as we've said, life, leadership, and common sense. The Bull Gap Journal, produced by Radio Alabama and then distributed through Sylacauga News Digital, is an award-winning video pod and online journal from the Alabama Broadcasting Association. So thanks for joining with us to make the Bull Gap Journal happen in this community. Have a good day.